This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Internships in Madison, Wisconsin, and a true GKB lifer. Welcome into Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. On today's episode, we will tell you how you can apply for spring internships with ESPN Madison, and we will talk to a teammate that has literally been with Good Karma Brands forever. That's all coming up on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Joining us now, live from Madison, Wisconsin, she is Rachel Unitan, our sales and marketing coordinator for ESPN Madison, talking about open internships for the spring semester. Rachel, thank you so much for jumping on. Before we get into the internship program and ESPN Madison as a whole, walk me through kind of your abbreviated career trajectory to how do you got to where you are at ESPN Madison and with Good Karma Brands.
I was getting my undergrad at Edgewood College. I was playing Division III lacrosse, and that's what took me there. From that, I was working with like Big Ten sports in my undergrad. I worked a lot with Legendary Way Marketing through American Family Insurance golf outing.
Cool.
And then in my fifth year, I went back to pursue my master's at Edgewood College and also use my fifth year of eligibility to play lacrosse. I stumbled upon a part-time position at ESPN Madison and was quick to jump on that when I saw that it was available. From there, I started to build relationships here and really just kind of foster a good community. And from that, I was able to kind of land a full-time position in November of 2024. And with that, there's just been like tremendous growth. The community here is super supportive. And yeah, I'm excited to help run the internship program in 2026.
Yeah. So one more quick hitter before we get into the internship program, because this is sort of a common theme here on Hired. A lot of different teammates across GKB come from athletic backgrounds, right? People that played sports in high school, especially at the collegiate level, sometimes professional level, right? We have hosts that played in the NFL. What parallels do you see between sort of your athletic life and what GKB life has become? Is there anything that you've pulled from your athletic career that you now implement on a day-to-day with GKB? Because I feel like we've had these conversations with other teammates before.
Yeah. Well, one thing off the bat that I just want to mention is the fact that I relate to so many people in the office. Someone I'm super close with, Carly Nice, actually ran the internship program previously, and she was a collegiate softball player. So just having that kind of goal-oriented, very scheduled when it comes to like your routine, but then also knowing like you're always working. I, in college, always remembered that I was working to like be a better person before I was a better athlete. And I think that translates directly to work. And also just like loving what I do. Like I loved playing lacrosse, and now being able to love my job and have that correlation with sports is something that's so meaningful to me. And also like having a more niche sport that I played, especially for Madison, Wisconsin, has been really cool in terms of like women's sports growth and just seeing the growth of lacrosse in particular across, I guess, the nation now.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's a great growth mindset that you've had to install through your athletic career that you're now going to implement with this internship program at ESPN Madison. Walk me through the internship program as a whole. I started as an intern at ESPN Cleveland, gosh, almost 15 years ago now. And I'm sure it's evolved, but I'm sure there's elements that are exactly the same. So if I'm an intern with ESPN Madison, what does that mean? What am I doing? How much am I working? Give me the 35,000 foot view.
For sure. I obviously just want to preface this as this is definitely a little bit newer to me, but from what I've gathered from watching Molly Brown run the program and Lainey Radel the semester before, I've definitely kind of gotten a good idea of what they do in the office. So we focus a lot with our interns on kind of our three buckets, which is sales, marketing, and content. Our sales side will always walk through kind of our sales process, how to reach out to new business opportunities, how to build sales campaigns, all of the sales side. If you're interested in getting more into sales, we have interns that'll go on meetings with our marketing consultants, which is a really good experience for them just to get an understanding of like what a true conversation and what a true consultant does, because here at ESPN, we obviously do things a little differently, and it's a style that I personally enjoy. And then being able to be on more of the marketing side. Obviously, all three buckets tie a lot into each other, but with marketing, we have a lot of brainstorms for what we're going to present to our partners. Marketing will help to run events. We have Wisconsin College Game Day here in ESPN Madison, which is a really fun event. And we're always working on like specialty events, which is something that we integrate a lot with them. And then on the content side, we are having them come up with digital show ideas, having them come up with all sorts of ideas across the board, but being able to shadow shows, understand what it's like to be a producer, what it's like to be a host. Really, the value in this experience is being able to kind of dip your toe in every different bucket that ESPN has, and knowing, like freshly as a college student who just graduated, how valuable that experience is to really get to like understand what each kind of bucket does to help you get a better understanding of what you'd want to do in the future is something that I value so much about our internship program, especially as like an intern who worked at other companies previously. Just the ability to be able to kind of learn and from all those different buckets and all those different people is really valuable.
Rachel Unitan is our sales and marketing coordinator at ESPN Madison, also our internship director out there. If you're interested in applying for internships with ESPN Madison for the spring semester, you can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. You know, I think what you just said there, Rachel, is so poignant and important for people to hear, because I feel as though a lot of internships, especially in the same vein of what we do, are you're a content intern, and you're going to be around the content and that's it. Or you're a sales intern and you're going to be working on sales and that's it. And I think what's so valuable about our internship experience is you hopefully find what you're super passionate about, and maybe more importantly, what you're not passionate about, and you can narrow it down to an area of, man, I had no idea I would be excited about creating marketing campaigns, or I had no idea that I was actually good on the air. And I think leaving space for the unexpected in the internship is something that we're open to, and I'm sure something that you teach to all of your interns when they come into the building.
For sure, and I think that's such a good point. I think ESPN and Good Karma Brands as a brand prides themselves so much on being customizable. And that's one thing that I think is so valuable is like, really, if an intern comes in here, like our current class right now is all girls, which I absolutely love. But obviously, I love any type of group of people, but it's been super fun to work with, because one thing that we did right away is just had them sit down and be like, hey, what are you interested in? And immediately it was like sales, marketing, content, like being able to really customize what they want out of the internship program and kind of like fit them amongst who does what. And like our office has been super helpful, and then also allows them to get what they want out of the internship.
So, Rachel, core values are, no pun intended, at the core of everything that we do with Good Karma Brands. Work hard, be honest, over deliver, follow through, listen, and teamwork. Is there one of those that you feel as though is most important for an intern to exhibit when they're going through the interview process with you, that if this sticks out, man, this is going to be a slam dunk intern candidate for us?
I think immediately when you said that, I thought of teamwork, just because I know that's a core value that is so prominent in our Madison office in particular. We do have a smaller office here, which is nice, and we all work so closely together. So knowing that you're a team player and you're really willing to kind of jump in wherever it's needed, because there are events where this will translate where we're gonna need help, and like just being able to be a team player and be like, yes, I can do that, is a huge thing. But also to like really step outside of your comfort zone when it comes to like a team, and this will translate back to sports, like sometimes you had to play a position you didn't want to, or you had to do something in order for your team to succeed. And so knowing that our interns can do the same is like a really valuable thing for us.
Rachel, what's Madison, Wisconsin like? Because we're on coast to coast here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. We're on in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and maybe I'm listening and I have a nephew or a relative or a friend that goes to UW-Madison or Marquette and is interested in the internship program. But for those that are unfamiliar with the really, really cool place that Madison, Wisconsin is, describe what that community and what that vibe is like there in Madison.
It's a good question. There's so many like amazing things to Madison, Wisconsin. In terms of like the actual city, it's a smaller city, but it's beautiful. There's so much community, so much history here. In terms of our office, like I said, it's a smaller office, but it gives us that like really valuable connection. And in terms of our sports, since there's not maybe as much to do in like a bigger city, a lot of us are super passionate sports fans, and right now, I would love to brag about our sports teams. Our Brewers are doing phenomenal, and we have high hopes for the Milwaukee Bucks. Our Packers are a little rough right now, but they're going to follow through, and we get to watch Badgers volleyball as well, and they're ranked top 10 in the nation. So kind of all of us just being aligned on like wanting our teams to succeed is like super fun, but just like the culture of Madison in general, like you really have to be here to experience it, especially a game day. It's like a whole new world. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool to feel. The way I would describe it in my experience, and mind you, this is coming from a Marquette alum where Madison is our chief rival, like it's Yankees Red Sox. It's just the quintessential American college town, right? It's everything you want in a college experience, but it has this homey feel too, where you can hang out there and treat it like a big city, even though it's got a college town feel. It's a really, really unique place and a cool place to hang out. And I think people that end up interning there will fall in love with the place, even if they're not from there. From an X's and O's standpoint, do I have to be in college? Is this paid? How many shifts a week am I working from an internship perspective? Walk me through some of the X's and O's and the prerequisites of the ESPN Madison internship program.
Yeah, we're hiring college students, but one thing that is really cool and another really cool thing that we get to do is hire students from across the nation. While we do hire a lot of UW-Madison students when we're in school, like in the school year, we just had an intern from West Virginia. We've had interns from Boston. Like, that's one thing I think you talked about too that was really valuable, is like being able to bring in all of these different candidates from all over the place and like have that true like unique vibe and feeling and like what they can bring to the table. This is a paid position, which is really nice as well. I know as a college student, to be in a paid internship is definitely like a good thing. But
yeah, you get a couple extra bucks in the pocket of Wando's or the W down there, right? You got some stuff to work with, which is
for
always
sure.
Helpful.
Yeah, no, exactly. And in terms of like shifts and hours, we typically will schedule about 8 hours a week. It tends to fluctuate during the school year and in the summer, but we try and do 8 hours a week. We always try and schedule you with another intern as well, so you're always in the office kind of with the peer. And yeah, we're super flexible though when it comes to scheduling and like needing to move hours. So
awesome. Last thing for you, Rachel. And once again, Rachel Unitan is our guest. She is the internship coordinator at ESPN Madison. You can apply for spring internships right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. I always love to underscore this about GKB. You, Rachel, are actually going to look at and read my resume and my application, right? Because I feel like in 2025, when students are dishing out applications, it's really easy to get lost in the sauce. But we actually have a real live human being that I'm talking with right now that is going to look at my resume, look at my information, and determine whether or not I'm worthy of an interview for this, correct?
For sure. Yeah, I've actually started to kind of look at some of them already. I'm so excited to bring on new teammates and just knowing what I thought was valuable in college and like kind of mirror that for someone else is really exciting. And also, I know that like the whole AI and all of that stuff being integrated could be scary in the fact that like maybe someone wouldn't actually be reviewing your resume, but we definitely do that thoroughly here, and we're excited to bring on our new interns.
Well, we hope this yields a bunch of great applicants for you, Rachel. Thank you so much for jumping on Hired. We appreciate it. Pleasure to get some time with you face-to-face here, and best of luck recruiting here for the spring semester at ESPN Madison. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up on the other side, we will shift gears and talk to a longtime GKB teammate, Sierra Kuhn. She'll walk through the big 8 questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. That is all coming up on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. It is time to walk through the big 8 questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands with another awesome teammate from Good Karma Brands. This time, we go to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and welcome in one of our marketing consultants, Sierra Kuhn. Sierra, thanks so much for jumping on. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Before we get into these big 8 questions, walk me through how you got to where you are right now with Good Karma Brands.
Yeah, I have somewhat of a unique story, I think. So I have been connected to Good Karma Brands pretty much my entire life. So my mom was fortunate enough, Karen Kuhn, to be a marketing consultant here at the Beaver Dam office when Craig came in and started Good Karma Brands. So I was about 5-6 years old when I first met Craig, and just saw how amazing the company has been, not only to my family, but then the culture that it has built over several decades now. And I happened to run into Craig and Steve at a Packer game, and a few weeks later received a message seeing if I was looking for a role. And that's kind of how it all went. Never thought I would be here following in my mom's big footsteps to end up here as a marketing consultant, but I am so happy and have loved my time here.
That is such an amazing story. And, you know, I think teammates that have been around GKB for a longer period of time, the company does mean something special to them in some respects. But I think that's a whole different level of probably what the company has meant to you and your family. Do you have an earliest memory of GKB? Like, was it a brat fry at Tower Lanes? Or like, what was it that was your first recollection of, oh, I kind of see what's going on here?
Oh my gosh. I remember one time I got pulled into the studio. I was quite young. I believe there was a new Mary-Kate and Ashley board game that was brought out. And I was on air playing that with Steve and Craig.
That is unbelievable. So, how old do you think you were at that point?
Oh my gosh. I had to be probably 7 or 8, I would say.
That's amazing.
But then, you know, I was around events quite a bit with it, and ended up working some brat fries as a child and things, not child labor, but all good here at Good Karma Brands.
I'm sure there's people listening to this in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago this morning going, what is a brat fry? And why is there a 7-year-old on the radio in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin? What are they doing up there? But it's just a part of who we are. Well, Sierra, this makes you, I think, super uniquely qualified to walk through these big 8 questions. So let's dive right in. First one, do I have to be a big sports fan to work at Good Karma Brands?
Not at all. However, I do think having an appreciation for what sports means is helpful in a role here at Good Karma Brands. You know, sports is what really brings communities together, people together, tells great stories. And that's what we want to do for our partners and our fans. So I think just having like a good understanding of what the whole sports community is and that passion that comes with it is really important to do it. So like in my role, I mean, I don't have to know every stat or last night's box score or anything like that, but really how does that play into connecting our fans and our partners?
Yeah, and it's fun to come into the office and understand why people are tired but excited after a late night Brewers victory over the Cubs. Talking with Sierra Kuhn, she's a marketing consultant at our brands in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin for Good Karma Brands. Question 2, Sierra, it is said in some circles GKB is not for everybody. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? Where's your head at on that question?
I would say I do have to agree with that. Good Karma Brands isn't for everybody because I really think the culture of accountability and ownership and just like a constant want for growing is very thick here in our culture. So I think it takes a special person to fit into that. And then, you know, just really being encouraged to think like an owner here as well. And not everybody wants that responsibility. Some people, you know, it's not a job where you go in, you leave, you're done. It's really a great culture that brings people in and together and wants to see you succeed and grow. So I think you really do have to be a good fit to see success here.
Super well said. Core values, Sierra, they're at the heart of everything that we do with GKB. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
I would have to say over-deliver, because I feel like if we are not putting the other core values into place and into practice, we're never going to be able to over deliver. So, you know, in my role, if I'm putting together a campaign for a partner and, you know, a new partnership opens, it's time to execute. You know, I need that teamwork with our content team, our marketing team. I had to listen to our partner on what they really wanted out of that campaign. So, you know, those are just a few examples of how we need to put all of that together so that we can over deliver. And that way we know that's the check. We over delivered. That means we're doing everything else of our core values correctly.
I love that one. And I think over delivery, it's so easy to view that as, oh my gosh, I have to do twice my job responsibilities and do 200% of the effort, right? And I really think the over delivers are the tiny little touch points that make us who we are. Question four, the big eight questions with Sierra Kuhn, MC in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB. Do teammates have to fit within the culture that exists here in order to be successful?
Yes. Yeah, you definitely have to fit into the culture. But by fit, I don't think that means that every person needs to be the same. So you don't have to, you know, come in with the same background. And I went to the same college. I went through this internship program. Here's, you know, a cookie cutter approach to it. It's definitely not like that. You know, even here in our Beaver Dam, Wisconsin office, we have quite a unique background of teammates that we have a makeup here, but everybody does have that good cultural fit that brings us together and allows us to learn from other people too, which again goes back to kind of that growth model that Good Karma Brands has. So yeah, definitely need to be a good cultural fit, but not a cookie cutter approach to it.
Yeah, I think that's super well said. Shifting gears to career changes. And maybe you have experienced this, maybe you haven't. I certainly have. I see teammates change jobs and careers and positions all the time within GKB. Why do you think that happens so often with our company?
I think it is because our company is so passionate about both personal and professional growth and leaning into our strengths and really using that as a way to, you know, kind of help us grow again with it there. So I personally have not changed roles within GKB. However, it has been talked about several times on what are the next steps? What can I do today to get better prepared for the next, you know, kind of leap in my role? And what does that look like? You know, is this something you want to take on as a responsibility going forward? Is that not something that might be a fit for you there? And, you know, whether it be, you know, is it managerial role going forward? Is it something else? Okay, what do we need to do today to make sure you're set up for success in your next role? So I really appreciate that about Good Karma Brands too, because I don't feel like I've always had that in previous jobs. So it's certainly an exciting thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it like you said, comes down to the company caring about the people and maximizing their strengths, right? And if somebody's not succeeding in a current role or could be succeeding more in a different role, absolutely, we're going to see that through and follow that growth trajectory. Question six of the Big Eight with Sierra Kuhn, our marketing consultant in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Nobody does local content in our company, in my opinion, better than Beaver Dam. And I really mean that. A lot of companies have reduced local content. We've done the exact opposite coast to coast with Good Karma Brands. We've cranked it up to the max. Why do you think we operate that way?
I think it's because we just have a true understanding of why local matters and what it means to our fans and to our partners. So, yeah, like you mentioned here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Good Karma Brands is the heartbeat of the community here, and we have more than doubled down on making sure that we maintain our local notoriety and continue to put out great content so that our fans are connected to it. You know, leaning into what our partners really need too, so that we can make sure we're maximizing results for them. But you know, it's events that are unique and matter to the people here locally, the stories that need to be put out there that matter. We really want to be, again, kind of that heartbeat for them. Our content, we like to say, is in their homes every single morning. It's at their fingertips. It's while they're dropping their kids off at school. We really want to make sure we're staying relevant and not just, you know, an everyday program out there.
I think that's so perfectly said. And you hit on it in a sense of you want to serve the community that you operate in and understand the community that you operate in. And that's going to be different in Beaver Dam than it is in Chicago, than it is in Milwaukee, than it is in Cleveland or West Palm. But as long as we understand the people, the fans in those markets and how to best serve those communities, we're going to be spot on with content creation.
Yes.
Sierra, your day-to-day as a marketing consultant is opening partnerships for the brands in Beaver Dam. Very simply put, why do you think businesses partner with GKB?
I think it goes back to because with the local matters, kind of in the last question there, and because we genuinely care about their success. So these partners that we have here, you know, at a local level are also the ones that we are patronizing, and they're part of our communities, and they're supporting our community too. So we want to make sure that they just have great success for it. So I think it's that care matter, that over deliver that we have for them too, that they really see stands out in the media landscape around the area as well. So our partners mean so much to us. And I think that is a mutual understanding between us too.
And we call them partners for a reason, right? Like explain that very intentional word that we use for the people that we do business with.
Yeah, it's not a surface level. Here's this campaign opportunity. Do you want to do this? I think it might be a fit. No, it is, you know, I have opportunities for you. And because of our prior conversations that we've talked about, I know this could be a great fit for you. How can we maximize this to make sure you see results on it? It's not just a transactional approach to it. We truly want it to be a partnership. And so that, you know, it's long lasting then as well. We want to be their partners for a very long time.
All right, last one for you, Sierra. If you had one piece of advice for somebody interested in working with GKB, what would you tell them?
I would say be ready to take ownership of your results, of your relationships, and definitely of your growth here. It's an incredible opportunity to work at Good Karma Brands. And if you can take ownership and initiative in that, you definitely will be rewarded and have the chance to succeed here. So it's an incredible company. I feel very fortunate to be working here. I love it. I love the culture. So yeah, be ready to take that ownership and have some great success.
A GKB lifer in the truest sense of the word. Sierra Kuhn, MC in Beaver Dam. Thank you so much for jumping on Hired. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. To apply for internships with ESPN Madison or for any open roles within Good Karma Brands, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, my name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.